Okay, so here we are. It's Friday, November 20th. It's day 5 of the Visioning the World week that we've been hosting as the Visionary Network. And today is the first one of two calls on the Genius Game. And we have with us at the moment Trish and Andriana from Australia, Collins from the US, Jackie from Singapore, and me in the UK. So we're going to play away with genius today. So first things first, would everybody just take a huge deep breath and let your energy expand from the center point out, like you're getting bigger and bigger. And you're letting your awareness expand out. And you're connecting in with all the beautiful, amazing potential that's all around us. The life, the possibilities, the creation. And I want you to call the fullest potential of this call to us now. And line up for some amazing breakthroughs for yourself. And that will intend that you're going to have some amazing insights and experiences and movement in who you are and what you're for. And I want to thank you very much for that. So I want to also introduce you to Andriana, who is my co-host. And Andriana is from Australia. And Andriana, would you like to say a few words about yourself?
Hi, it's Andriana here. Thank you, Sevilla. I've been involved with the Evolutionary Network for quite a few years now and loving every minute of it. And each moment is an expansive moment. You step into something new almost daily. And the excitement of these calls have been amazing. And it's just building. So I'm really excited to be on this call with all of you and working with clients here on a basis of expansion as well, and it's an ever evolving, expanding, unique experience for everybody, and it's quite wonderful.
Fantastic. So I don't know whether you've all got computers in front of you or not, but we're going to be playing the Genius Game from the website that we created on it. You don't have to have a computer in front of you. We will be taking you through it step by step. But if you want to do that, the Genius Game is at www.thegeniusgame.com. So if you want to pull it up in front of you, you can. And we want to talk first about how we perceive genius and what it's like for us and why we created the game. And then we're going to take you through it step by step. And by the way, just so you know, there still is the 5 of us on the call right now, so we're having a nice intimate genius game, which is wonderful. I love it. So genius for me, I think I discovered this in the last 14 years. Genius for me isn't something that you're born with. We tend to think that geniuses are born like that. And the reason we think that is because we haven't quite figured out how they do it. And I think to some degree, they are born super connected to everything, to life, to potential, to genius, to creation, to possibilities, and to lots of hard things for them too. They tend to be, in the past, ultra sensitive, like Da Vinci and Mozart and Beethoven. You could see that those kind of people had challenging lives, even though they created pristine, amazing genius creations. And people like Michael Jackson, to me, is a genius creator in his music. I remember hearing something about him as a young kid talking about how the music rushed at him all the time. And so my view of genius is that it's waiting for us all to partner with it. That to some degree it sits inside of us. We all have a unique genius to give. But also, it waits outside of us in the soup, we've been calling it the last couple of days, in the consciousness, in the air, in the space that surrounds us. There are things waiting there to be brought through. And when we can connect with those things and bring them through and marry them up with our unique genius that's inside of us, we bring our own flavor to it. And so I can use J.K. Rowling as a perfect example, because she was sitting on a train one day, and the whole of the 7 books of Harry Potter downloaded to her in a go. And that book was waiting to be written. Why? Because the world needed to be opened back up to magical possibilities and to live in a brilliant, sparkling, fun, magical way again, to renew that relationship to magic again. Now, did she write it differently than perhaps if it had come to me or somebody else? Absolutely. She brought her genius and her flavor and her uniqueness to it and wrote Harry Potter. But could any of us connect with that book and bring it through in our unique way? Absolutely. If that's ours to do. Other people bring it through in different ways. They might paint pictures. They might write songs. They might be a speaker and speak. They might, I've seen so many amazing things on the internet, like the people who are drawing with chalk on the sidewalks, these 3-dimensional, amazing, mega pictures, and people who are creating art from paper clips. There's such uniqueness bursting through at the moment with genius. It's showing up everywhere. So I'm going to turn it over to Andriana for a bit to just talk about it from her perspective as well. So Andriana, how about for you?
With the way sort of that shows up, it's a subtle way that it shows up, but it's something that when you're not fully conscious of it, it comes to you in different ways. It's almost like it's there all around you, inviting you to dive into it. And when you become more and more conscious of it, and you desire to be in that consciousness, and you desire to sort of reach up and allow that to come to you and be a part of you, that's when things start to ignite within you and you begin to express from that point. And I was talking to Sarah earlier and saying that the writing that I've started to do was the last thing in the world that I thought that would come bubbling out of me. But it comes from experiencing a joyous thing, or going into the inquiry of something and journeying to find the answers to it, and suddenly some idea comes and you just spontaneously need to grab a pencil and write it down, and what flows through you is, it surprises you as it's coming out either on your computer or on the paper, and it's a delightful surprise and a reflection of what's really there waiting to happen within you and without you. And and the more that resonance builds, and the more you want to partner with this energy, with this amazing feeling that comes with that, the more and more it expands, and the more more action, more things occur from that place, and you manifest miracles. Miracles can come from that place.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. Yes, I love it. And so a lot of people, you know, they think they have to work hard, they have to practice lots, they have to learn more, they have to get a degree, et cetera, et cetera. And what we've discovered in the last years is that's not true. I do think that there is a honing of the skill of genius. But I think genius takes a simple minute, second even, to connect with and bring through. And the thing to learn about it is that you surrender to it. Now, I don't mean you surrender to it as in you give it over completely and you have no part to play in it. You become a source creator. You are its partner. You are dancing with it. But you know when people are learning to dance the tango, or any of the dances where you dance with a partner, and they're very amazing and passionate and moving. And when you're learning to dance like that, one of the key things to make that dance work brilliantly, you surrender to the music and you surrender to your partner, and you're co-creating this amazing moment which is beyond what's been before. You know how when you're breathtaken by dancers who are partnering together? There's something they're doing then. It's the same as when you listen to a band play. You have different players in the band, but there's magic that happens when they surrender to the music coming through them, and they spontaneously create a different experience in that moment than what was happening before when they had practiced to learn to play a good song. Well, I remember once we were at a conference some years ago, one of our conferences, and we had this woman there who was about to go to be on the rowing team for the UK Olympics. It was the European Olympics, but she was on the UK, they're called Dragon Boats rowing team. And we were talking about this kind of genius and how you work with this. And the whole conference lined up with her then and at the exact time of the Olympics when she would be rowing. And they came first. They won the gold in the European Olympics for dragon boat racing. And what she said when we got an email from her later was that they became like one motion. They became the water, they became the boat, they became the motion. There was so much collective energy, they were so tuned in to what was happening, that they just sped ahead of everybody else. And it's kind of like that with genius. There is this surrender and co-creation, and surrender and co-create. So, Andriana, do you want to add anything about that as well? Because you're really good at that.
Thank you. There's a thing that's evolved within me in the last couple of months where you draw, that you're in this field of creation that I feel is being created as we have been adding to that field. And then there's the consciousness that you can reach up to, which is full of living, the living ideas, the gems, the living intelligence, if you like. And then there's the deep eternal inner, which comes from within, which is the life force of everything. And it feels like when you draw those two together, and a spark, that when they connect within you like that, a spark is created. And the merging of those two forces that are from the same source ignites something within you, and you automatically, if you're dancing, your toes would start tapping. Something bubbles up and rolls up from within you, and it feels like it's so easy, and it's, you're in control, but you're not in control. You move in the direction that feels right. And then things just occur almost instantly before you. And that's how I think it feels when you access that genius level, when you're in joy with life and something ignites within you, something gets manifested of great brilliance. And it's really exciting.
Yes, beautifully said, yeah. Let's just, because we are going to take you through the experience of it. This call is meant to be fully experiential, even though we've been talking quite a bit so far. Let's just see if you have any questions about that before we dive into the experience. So would any of you like to ask or say or add anything to what we've said?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Collins. Wonderment. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, beautiful.
And wonderment about what's going to happen.
Super.
That's where I'm at. I'm ready. Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. And Trish, how about for you? Anything?
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, I'd love to discover my genius. But I had a few sort of thoughts about, if you asked me the question, what would I say? And that was the genius of writing. I took this idea of writing automatically for people's birthdays and Christmas and so on, and last Christmas, I had a group of five helpers in my morning tea. This is the where everything's happening. And one of them was very difficult. And I thought, how am I going to write about this to this lady? I mean, how am I going to write nice things that were really automatic? But I was so surprised at what came out, because it was like when she would be really direct about something she didn't like you about you, she was like a negative angel, I would say. It was like an angel. And so there were things like this, and I thought that would be a genius that could be added to the list, that right words were coming that needed to come through me.
Yeah, beautiful.
Even in the face of adversity, so to speak.
Yes. It is that surrender. You have to go beyond what you think you know,
yes.
What you think you've learned, and let genius flow through you. And at the same point, you do co-create it. So brilliant. And Jackie, anything for you before we dive in?
Well, just that it is so amazing when it happens. And it's just that feeling of, oh, where did that come from? And it's just so easy. And then it just, as you accept that, it just, you know, just flows. For me, it's about tapping into that much more consciously, so that it can be experienced more often.
Yes.
And then, of course, so that it becomes less conscious of a decision, because, you know, most of the time when it happens, it hasn't. It's just popped. So it's, yeah, freeing up for it to happen more often.
Yes. Yeah. And that's one of the things we say to people as we're teaching this stuff, or inspiring this stuff, if you want to say it that way, is that it is a skill. So lots of people have fallen into genius and then aren't quite sure how they got there, and then they can fall into it again later. But actually, you can create it and choose it, and it is a skill, and that's one of the wonderful things that we love playing with, is that so beautifully said. And I'd just like to say one more thing before we move into the game itself, which is, on a call yesterday with Collins, Dorothy coached him just a little bit about connecting to the field of unlimited coherent potential. And it was beautiful, and I think what came for me out of that mostly was, in addition to being deeply touched by him, it was that when we have our attention on something greater, on something that wants to happen, life moves for us. We show up brilliantly. We show up as genius creators. So I want us to kind of focus on that as we go into the game. And by the way, can you hear me all okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just hearing a slight feedback on my voice, but that's great if you can hear me. Super. So as we go into the game, be adventurous, be in wonderment, be curious, be ready, and be willing to surrender yourself to something greater. So here we go. If you have the computer, the website up in front of you, we're going to the third page, which is Let the Game Begin. And, okay, I'm going to take the first one, and we're going to take every other page, Andriana and I, and take you through it. So, to begin the genius game, here we go, on our adventure. So take a deep breath and relax. Set everything to one side that you may have been thinking about today, or that's in your conscious awareness of what you're going to do. Just set it to one side for now. We're just going to play. And then expand from your center point outwards, like you're a great big giant ball of awareness getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And even to the point that, just imagine you are out in space and you are looking at this beautiful, beautiful world, and the awe of it, the genius of creation that this earth is. And let its beauty and its awesomeness touch you and fill you up. And then imagine you are turning your eyes to the beauty of the cosmos. It's all those beautiful pictures that we see from the Hubble telescope of nebulas and cosmoses and galaxies and stars and gaseous creations that just take your breath away. And feel your profound connection to the cosmoses and to the force that creates within all that, whatever that is. Beautiful. Now feel yourself a part of something greater, that you are connected to the vibrant, thriving pulse of life and creation. Okay, now, Andriana, would you take us to the next place, please?
The next place is the Lake of Laughter. So take the plunge into the Lake of Laughter. Smile. Serious and significant won't get you there. Genius wants lightness and laughter from you in order to thrive. Revel in the joy that this is. Know that this is where your genius bubbles up from. And then we'll move on.
Okay, so now that you're feeling that laughter bubble up inside of you, we're now going to move into the bubbles of passion. And passion comes from deep, deep within you. It's full of life and vitality and fun. And so I want you now to think of anything you're passionate about. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be anything at all. Your kids or skiing or sailing or eating chocolate, anything at all. Think about it now. And really be in the experience of those bubbles soaring through you. Let it fill you up. And take your passion and breathe it up and pour it in the space all around you. Let it light up life everywhere. Okay, and Andriana, over to you.
And then we enter the pathway of potential. Start your journey on the pathway of potential. It sparkles with wonders of delight that only you can bring to this world. Call the energy of your potential to you. Reach deep into the place where potential waits. And call it to you. It's like breathing more of you up. You feel it pouring in through you. And when you feel that energy moving through you, say exuberantly yes to the energy of potential and infuse it into every cell of you. You don't have to know what it is. You just have to say yes to it, and the game begins. Are you standing in the energy of your next level of potential? Feel that, revel in it, and we'll go on.
Great. And from here, we're going to connect to the ocean of creation. So you're going to dive into that ocean that's all around you. It's sparkling. It's full of ideas, of possibilities, of things that are waiting to be brought into being. Connect to creation, that beautiful ocean that's all around you. It's a force, a vitality, a place where life well springs ideas into us. And feel the surge of the ideas flowing towards you and carrying you off to new shores.
And then,
go for it, Andrea.
And then you reach for the stars. You connect with the beauty and the majesty of the cosmos. What a wondrous place to be. You are a cosmic wonder with a brilliant, sparkling star of contribution just waiting to be gifted to us all. When we expand and connect into the greater world of possibility, we literally touch the stars and something comes alive in us that has waited an eternity to be born. Feel the profound power of your being and why you're here on this wonderful world. Allow yourself to revel in the possibility of you for us all. And then we're ready for the genesis of genius.
All right. So you've immersed yourself in the bubbles of passion. You've dipped your toes into the lake of laughter. You've called your potential to you, and you've connected with creation and the majesty and wonder of the cosmos. Now, feel all of that pulse through you. You are an extraordinary being of enormous wonder. You have something to give us, something to give this world, that no one else can do it the way you will. You have an extraordinary ability to give something so special, so wondrous, that the world will never be the same again afterwards. And this is where you look beyond the life as you've known it, and you allow to rise in you those dreams that you may have had. It might have been yesterday. It might have been as a child. There's something you have in you that wants to be in the world now. Let it rise up in you. Let it be known in you. Let it be there with you now. Tell it this is its time. Tell yourself that you are ready, that the world is ready. And over to you, Andreana.
And this is the sparks of brilliance. So while you are in this wondrous space, let gems of ideas, visions, come to you, not in your mind, but like sparks of brilliance popping all around and within you. These sparks want you to bring them through. And they dance these sparks, say yes to the, and shout it to the rooftops, that you're ready to play. Let yourself know what there is for you to do now. Genius doesn't think itself into play. It dances through every cell of you and flows into the world with joy and abundance.
Great. So, are you feeling the flow of the energy? That's the key to the whole thing. Don't worry if you haven't thought of something yet. Just feel the flow of the energy through you. Let it pulse. And let it come to you. This is the moment where you surrender to its flow. We were talking about surrender at the beginning of the call. So you surrender to it flowing through you as brilliance, as creation, as possibilities, as ideas. And really feel that flow. And now it's time to ask it to let it become real through you.
Making it real means that you choose which gems of genius light you up from the inside out. And if you shouldn't have the energy for something, then you don't do it. If it sparks a fire in you, then begin it now. It's waiting to be manifested. Do one thing right now towards making that real. Take the first step. Put it into motion. It might be a simple conversation with another person or searching the net for others who share your vision. It might be an email to your network to let them know that you're cooking with ideas. Invite them to come and play and make it real. It might be a picture you want to sketch or a phone call to someone who might help out. It's time to go for it. Begin it. This expression that we are when something ignites within us is waiting for manifestation to occur. It's waiting to be made real, to bring this earth into a wondrous place. And you can do this. And you say yes to this, and you can do this.
You have to be willing to be amazed by yourself with genius. You can't think, oh, well, I've never done it before, or anything like that. You have to set all thoughts aside. And you have to be willing to simply let yourself be amazed. The thing with genius is when it flows through you, it surprises you. So don't fall into the trap of thinking, who me, I can't, one person can't do that, it would be too hard. Don't let those thought traps catch you. You just keep surrendering to the flow, letting creation move through you, letting genius fill you up, and let it touch and stir the people around you. It is amazing when you let that happen. So don't step away from it. Dive into it with wonder, with marvel, with curiosity, with wonderment. It's an adventure. And you want to let the adventure begin now.
The bold adventure. Go for it with gusto. Revel in your unique brilliance. Take a leap into the bold adventure that life offers you. Play, laugh, believe in yourself. Dance with creative delight. Be the miracle you are. There really is no one else like you anywhere. Your unique thread adds magnificence to the weave of creation. Dare, be bold, have the courage of your convictions and dream like crazy. Talk a mile a minute about what inspires you and give yourself permission to take on the impossible and manifest the impossible in all its brilliance, in all its glory, in a joyous, wondrous, miraculous way that is uniquely yours.
Brilliant. Okay, so now take another deep breath and open your eyes if you had your eyes closed and feel yourself really present, really here in life, really with the world, really with the joy of the moment. Completely immersed in the wonder, the joy, the laughter, the adventure, the boldness, the passion of it all. Okay. And now we're going to just have a chat with each one of you. There are now six of us on the call. One new person has joined us. Would that person like to say hello? No, guess not. Okay. That's all right. And Trish, I have you on mute just for the moment. I had everybody on mute during that so we could keep the audio clear. And Trish, when I put you back on, an echo came in a little bit. So if you want to unmute yourself, just go *7, and I will as I open to
you
know,
did that
broader.
For me. I'll see. You can. Okay.
Oh, maybe it's not you who's on. Are you? So it's not you. I've got on mute. Let me just unmute that person. Hang on. Okay.
I'm back. Is that right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So
was it you I had on mute, Trish?
I don't know. All I've done is *7.
Okay, great.
No,
let
I didn't
me
actually go on mute in the first place.
Yeah, Let me mute you again because I can hear the echoes. I'm just going to mute you, and you just go star 7 to come back in.
Are you doing it on me?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, got it. Okay, great. So now let's find out what experiences you had during that. And don't be afraid to say if, in fact, for you it was like, well, I didn't get it. That's okay with us too, because what we will then do is coach you through it and have some fun playing with it. So don't worry, whatever your experiences is, feel free to share it. So who would like to go first?
Collins.
Hi, Collins.
Well, I had several experiences through this. Much of it was, I'm not getting it. What am I doing wrong? This really worked. Or do I really want to get this? I need to have. I was just going. I noticed I was doing that because I wasn't experiencing anything. And somewhere along the way, you had said, actually, you gave me permission. I noticed about at the end.
Collins, could you pick up the handset? You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. For most of it, I had an experience of not noticing anything was happening.
Yeah.
And around the end, close to the end, I got permission to cut it all out. To
Fantastic.
Stop thinking. Just to be an experience of it all. And now, I don't know, at that point in time, I had an experience of seeing lights or smoke or something going on, and it just maybe the light shining through my eyelids, I don't know. But at that point in time, I noticed that I was feeling some energies. There was something occurring that I hadn't been, that had not been occurring before,
mm-hmm.
and then you stopped it. So
okay,
that's where I was.
Wonderful. Okay, great. I love it. Okay, so we're going to do something together for and with Collins, if that's okay. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we're going to now focus on Collins and call his genius to him. So you just relax and have the experience. Don't think. Whatever you do, just enjoy. Okay? You're now getting these wonderful people on this call to be with you from the place of genius. Okay, so here we go. And I want you all to tune in to who he is at the biggest, most incredible, most amazing contributions for the world. So you're going to tune in and just let that come to you and call it to him. So here we go. Just take about 30 seconds to do that. Yes. Okay, now, Collins, let me just ask you, did you feel anything as we did that?
I'm not certain.
Okay.
I'm not certain if I could distinguish it anything different.
Okay, that's great. I'll tell you what I got. I got that you're one, you know, this isn't, by the way, this isn't predictive or prescriptive. What we're going to give you as input is possibilities you're about. You marry it with your passion and choose whether you ever want to do anything like that. Okay? So what I got for you was that you are a voice, a presence to call the force of greatness through others into the world. Now, does that touch you in any way?
That does.
Stir you?
That does.
Yeah. It really touches me, just being in touch with it. I'm moved by who you really are and what your real work is now to come. It's amazing. So, Andriana, how about for you? What did you get for him?
Yeah, thanks, Alira. It echoes what you just said. The picture I got was I saw Colin standing there like a beacon, And there were people who, just by what he was pulsing out, wanted to be with him. And it was like he had a whole line of people there in his space that just went on and on and on. And there were more coming. And they all sort of had this light within them that saw the light within him and wanted to expand that with him.
Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And Jackie, how about for you? Would you like to add anything that you picked up? No? Okay. And Trish, I'm going to unmute you. So, Trish, would you like
this
to add anything?
This is new for me, so I'm just going to dive in and see what happens.
Yes.
With Colin, I feel that he speaks his heart, and he's not afraid, really, to do that, which is quite rare for a man. And I think that Colin is very intuitive and genuine. So, therefore, people will take from him in the way he wants them to take it.
Yes.
I find him quite... how can I say? A steady presence.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, great. And I think there's still just five of us on the call, but is there anyone else who wants to say anything? No? Okay, so Colin, back to you. How are you feeling now that you've heard that?
There's a freedom. For sure. I was laying what everyone said, my passion is, and it's all aligned. My passion is coaching and leading from the front of the room for the most part, not so much one-on-ones, but actually from the front of the room. And I had an experience of that all fitting. But what you gave me was more than that. You gave me a bigger future than the one I had for myself, mm-hmm. in what you saw. So that was brilliant. That was like, oh, wow, there's something else here that I wasn't present to. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I can see the amazing things you have yet to do. Your life really has just begun.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
Beautiful. Superb. And I just want to say something about what we just did, because when you want to inspire genius in others, you turn towards them, you see them in their vastness, in their greatness, in their brilliance. No matter how a person is showing up, it doesn't matter. Everyone has that. And you be with them from that, and you call that up and through, and you get in touch with it. And there's even a little bit of the spark of genius in when you then speak what you see to them, it touches them and moves them into their genius. So there's a transformative movement that happens when you can do it that way. It's beautiful. Fantastic. Thank you, Colin. That's wonderful.
Thank you all.
And I think Jackie's still with us. Jackie, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Good. Yeah. Would you like to add anything about your experience as we went through the genius game?
I had it on speaker so that I could close my eyes, and it was a little fuzzy. But I just thought, it doesn't matter. I'm still getting the message anyway, I'm sure. For me, my body was moving, and I wanted to put my head right back. And so I felt that, yeah, my body was swaying, which is kind of what happens to me when I channel. And then towards probably about three quarters of the way through, just two words came to me. The first word that came to me was peace. And then a little later, acceptance. And I'm not sure, you know, where they fit it in, what the purpose of that was, but they just, those words just kept coming to me and sort of pulsing. And then I sort of went out of it a little bit. Because I had a little trouble hearing some of it, and then I think, oh, maybe I should go on the website. And so I'm sort of coming a little bit in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly those two words really resonated with me. And my body moving, I thought, well, there's certainly something happening here.
Fantastic. And would you like us to do with you what we did with Collins, which is for us to tune in? I mean, feel free if you don't want us to, but if you'd like us to, would you?
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay, great. So we're now going, we still got the same five on the call, which is, I love it that there's just the five of us. It's so lovely to be able to work with each one of you. I think that's fabulous. So this is Jackie in Singapore, and I want you now to, we're all going to expand and connect with her brilliant, amazing, marvelous, beautiful beingness. And we're going to take 30 seconds, and we're going to tune into, what is her genius contribution to the world? And here we go. Okay, and for you, Jackie, did anything occur for you as we did that?
No, I just had it was more a sensation of sort of an expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of wanted to put my sort of arms out and sort of my chest expanding and my eyelids fluttering.
Yes,
but,
beautiful.
Not necessarily a message, but
yeah.
Certainly sensations and,
yeah. That's okay,
quite bodily.
Yeah, for me, the whole experience is feeling-oriented versus thought-oriented, so I really get that. And I tuned in, and I could, oh, it was just marvelous. Your being is just beautiful and big and wonderful. And there were a couple of things. Suddenly I saw that you kind of hold the balance of things. You hold both sides of things well. You see, it's not just two sides. You see things with clarity. And you open up the doors of possibility for people. Are you a coach trainer? Is that what you do?
I'm a coach and trainer, yes.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, you really open the doors of possibility and clarity for people. And I knew there was a bit more. I just hadn't touched yet. And as the others keep talking, I want to keep looking at that because there's another level of it beyond that. So, Andriana, over to you. What did you get?
Yeah, there was I nearly got carried away with the energy, actually, because it was so beautiful and so expansive. And it feels like that you can stand in a room and pulse out the being, the magnificent being that you are, and that alone would be enough to transform the space and anybody in it. And that coupled with what you do, then the way you do that is a very powerful thing. And it actually felt while you were there, while we were being with you, that something new came to you, something emerged within you while we were actually being with you in this moment. And it felt like it just flowed graciously and gently into your being like a golden dust. It felt like so something possibly is emerging within you. That is something new in a creation that will manifest in a different way for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Collins, for you?
What showed up for me was love. That's as far as I got. It was unconditional, it was just love, and I had an experience of loving you.
Beautiful. Does that fit for you, Jackie, how you know yourself?
Yes, and then I'd go, oh, yes, yes, and I'd go, oh, no, but I can't do that. Yes, I can, and I do, but I was oscillating between the yes, oh, if only, no, yes. Yeah, so again,
isn't it
sort of like this wave.
Yes. It's so lovely to realize that he's in the USA and you're in Singapore across the world, and that transmits. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. And Trish, for you?
Well, Jackie, I got that love again and courage and a genius for actually change and for being able to start again and being able to step over that which is challenging. And I felt that you were there in support for those people that needed change and you could see the bigger picture.
Fantastic. Beautiful.
Actually, there was another level of it too with Miss Jackie, and that was that it feels like her physicality is in resonance with the cosmic pulse as well, and so that's why moving the body is important to you, because it's almost like you're tuning into the cosmic resonance, which pulses in the same resonance as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. And I was tuning in as they were talking, and one of the first things, after getting clarity and opening up the doors of possibility, then I got, your genius is to bring the beauty out of people. And then as Trish was talking, I got in even more, was to awaken brilliance in the world, everywhere, everybody, all of it. So now, having heard all of that, Jackie, where is it sitting with you now?
Well, as you said, particularly those last pieces, I almost wanted to cry.
Mm-hmm, that's it, yeah. As soon as it touches you like that, it's hit a place. Yeah.
And as people were talking, I stopped saying no, and I was nodding my head, and I felt much more of a rhythm. And but yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. I want to say a few words for a minute about the term humbleness. I think that one of the things in life is that, in order to avoid being too egotistical or too much about ourselves, we've tried to learn to be humble. And I think that many, many wonderful, good people have been on that journey. And I think we now need to move a step beyond humbleness. And that step is about being so there for everyone and everything that it's not about us at all. And yet, in order to fulfill it, we have to be the glory, the joy, the beauty of the cosmos, of the potentiality of everything showing up in our presence. But again, it's not about us. It's about them. And I think that puts the right balance on it. Now, I'm not sure if I said that just for you, Jackie, or maybe I said it for those who will listen to the call in the future. But it seemed to be an important thing to say, so I wanted to add it.
That resonates a great deal.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I know in working with people, I see a lot of people who are just a little, things seem a bit daunting to kind of take on the whole world, or who me, how could I do that? But that's just a cultural thing. Actually, we must all do that now, and we must all do it from our genius, from our brilliance, from our uniqueness, from our joy, from our passion. And when everyone does that, we will have the world we want. So I encourage them to take the step and be willing to declare themselves for something really, really big and wondrous and amazing, and not worry about how it looks if we're being egotistical, because I don't think from that place you can be. I think from that place you're just so there for all that it's just what shows up. So fantastic. So great. Okay, so we've got a few minutes left. How about if we just turn to Trish? Is everybody okay if we just go over a few minutes? Is that all right for you?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
If by any chance you do need to go, if you've got something pressing, just feel free to hang up. It'll be okay. Okay, so Trish, how about for you? What's your experience been so far in this one for the genius?
Well, when I was listening, I felt thrills growing up my back, which is whenever I practice being the being, that's how I feel. So I thought that was good. But no words came or any knowledge. But what's come since is how I think I show, well, I won't say think now because we won't do that. I show up as uplifting people, but not a do-gooder. I'm not a do-gooder. But when people come into my space and I can see that they're not living their genius, or use those words, but not up to who I think they are, I do have the ability to say and speak those, you know, what I think, so that they actually feel much stronger and much more in their power.
Yes, absolutely. I know that to be true of you, and I know much more than that to be true of you, too.
Well, I don't know the rest.
Okay, so we're going to, are you okay with us tuning in for you now together?
Love it. It's my favorite
All right.
subject.
Okay, so here we go. This is
Not
Trish.
Humble in, now.
This is Trish in Melbourne, Australia. And so here we go. We're connecting with her genius, her brilliance, her contribution. Okay, wow, Trish, that was amazing. I went beyond the you were talking about, and I love the you're talking about, but I went beyond that. I went way out into the cosmos to get you. And you said, I am the carekeeper of the stars. I carry and carekeep the wisdom of all that the stars hold. I bring that here. I ensure that it is here for others to dance within, to create from, to enhance, to enrich, to grow. And I knew that you were a teacher, that you have been a teacher eons, you know, through many, many times. And you said to me, but I don't need to teach now. I only need to be a carekeeper for the stars and make sure that it is all here for them to absorb and to play with.
Well, that sounds beautiful. And it sounds nice and easy. I'm ready to retire.
It was so beautiful, Trish. It just moved me to tears. I just am so touched by your being. I love knowing you. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Andriana, for you?
That touched me too. You know, it was... Yeah. In the diaphragm, actually, which is interesting.
Actually, Trish, I was really moved by being able to see you as well, so thank you for that. Do you mind if I talk a little bit about what happened in Melbourne?
Yes, I don't mind.
Yeah. When there was a moment in Melbourne that also really moved me, and it was when Trish... closed the door on all of the old belief systems, on all of the old things that would have held us back. And there was a moment where the inquiry comes up almost, what do I do now? And what I saw now when I was able to see you was that you've completely stepped into the power of this new place, of this new creation. And what you're emanating and what you're pulsing out is a gentle power that people just need to be with you to experience. And it feels just really, really wonderful. And it feels like you've not only stepped in and claimed a new way of being for yourself, but a new way of being for everyone.
I do feel as though I've stepped into a new way of being. I must say, I'm even launching into the words before I didn't have a clue, but the words came. So you know, that's giving me a feeling of trust and confidence and, you know, a feeling that the future is bright and lovely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Beautiful. So, Collins, how about for you?
Well, I've noticed a couple of things. One was someone that provided access. I don't know to what, but access. And also along with that, I saw you as being a bridge someplace, a bridge for others. And there was integrity was also something that was really showing up real big for me with you. Someone that's truly calling for the future that others are just following or generating along with you. But there was, you were out front leading, like, this is the way to go. So, and it wasn't a little, it was like everybody was following you, not just a few. Like, you were the force. You were it. If that makes sense, that's what I saw.
Wow, Colin, that was marvelous. Wow. Feels so good.
Beautiful. And Jackie, how about for you?
I had just like word by word just came to me and started very strongly with courage and truth and tremendous strength and honesty. And then just, then there was a sort of a gap, and then this very strong pulsating, you know, belief and possibility, and then just kept hearing everything. And I had to sort of throw my head back and my sort of chest up, sort of so I'm looking up to the ceiling, but I felt like the sun was coming down on my face, and that was all about Trish. Trish.
Yeah. Oh.
Beautiful. And Trish, how are you feeling now?
I feel expanded. I feel a sense of excitement for the future. And I feel that there is a place for me whenever I step in, if you know what I mean. It's like knowing the time now, mm-hmm. which that was a problem before. That was a problem before, and I would come in with remarks that didn't fit and things like this. But there's a sense of having the timing right.
Yes.
And that makes me feel confident and safe. And, well, I think life's going to be fun.
And that's the whole thing
life
about...
Life is fun, but it's going to be more... what's the word? Fun but not dangerous.
Yes. That's the whole thing about this visionary week. You know, one of the things we're trying to say is that being a visionary, creating genius, calling brilliance out of others, standing for something bigger in the world, it has to be done in fun, passionate, creative, leaderful, collaborative, amazing new ways. And so once you get your genius, then you've got to go play. And play is the key to the whole thing. If you try and make it serious and significant, it won't work. You have to keep following the passion, following the energy, following what you feel like doing. Don't do something because you think you should. That won't cut it.
I gave that away when I was 65. I decided, no, I'm going to only do what makes my heart sing. And
yes.
I've got out of all those things that I was doing that wasn't making my heart sing. And so now I kind of, you know, every day is a joy.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. I love it. I have really learned, don't do anything you don't want to do. If you don't want to do it,
really
it doesn't want to happen. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's been wonderful.
Thank
and I think
for thanking me for the things that I love to do. It's just funny.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to wrap up the call by saying I don't think we could have had a more perfect group on this call, and I am so thrilled we got to work with each of you individually as well as going through the game. Now, the call has been recorded. It's going to go up on the website for others to listen to, and I wondered if you'd be okay if we put it perhaps at the end of the Genius Game website as well, so people can actually, if they're going through it themselves, would you be okay for people to listen to it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Great, because I think it really helps to get an experience of being in the energy and seeing how it works and of tuning in and that kind of thing. So absolutely a gift for all of you who've been with us on this call. So Trish and Jackie and Colin and Andriana and myself, just a real gift, a real beauty. And just for a moment, let's just take a moment and be for everyone in the world showing up in their passions, in their genius, in their joy, in their play. That genius comes to them naturally and easily and inspires them into action. That it becomes the norm rather than the exceptional. Beautiful. Andriana, anything you'd like to say before we complete?
Thanks, Valera. Just to thank everybody for being on the call. It's, again, an amazing expansion that occurs when we all get together like this, and it just seems to keep growing. And what is coming more and more present is our ability to be this being that will create the world that we all want, and it's magnificent. I thank everybody as well for being on the call. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. And would you like me to send an email to the three of you so you can connect with the five of us? Would that work for you?
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Great.
I was thinking so much love for you, Colin. I don't know why. There's just a feeling of a real connection with you. So that would be great.
Yes, absolutely. I've got the same thing.
Fantastic. Okay, I'll just put out an email just to the five of us, and then, you know, if you want to say hello to each other, that'd be brilliant.
Wow,
wonderful. Oh, brilliant. I have loved working with every one of you, and from Andriana and I and from the whole of the Visionary Network, thank you for playing. Have a
thank
beautiful,
you.
Brilliant, genius day.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Not Jackie.
Thank
Andriana.
You.
Good night.
Bye-bye.